This recording, Moldova 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure? Well, we are a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in deserted district in the territory. So she was happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near to the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose own, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an award choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then signing a tune to her. Finally, she administrated ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and weighed her on her right side. When Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis, almost immediately she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, over 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison's millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Definitely we have a Moldovan dialect, as in Romania, Moldova. It's a little bit different. It sounds different. Transylvanian dialect, it's also different. It's very slow, kind of. And it's funny, but definitely we can understand each other, even if maybe because in different regions you calling one object differently. It's kind of happening anywhere. Different words maybe from north to south. Now, the truth is we have a lot of Russian television, and I was growing on Russian television. No Romanian channels, maybe one. And I think the influence was good because they have a good school. I cannot say that the Russian culture is very interesting, and I think I'm more close to that understanding in theater, in like personal tragic life. I understand that part. I understand very well. My mother were generation. They were forced to go to university and just in Russian, because, well, for one side, all Romanian professors were exiled. In Moldova till now, Russian people, Russian generals, they moved in Moldova because it's a nice weather compared with even Moscow or Russia, another part of Russia. Like Moscow, St. Petersburg, and this is it. And after that, you don't want to live there.